You see what the Justice Department's up to this week? They are threatening to sue states who decide to return to their pre-pandemic voting laws. You got to keep that exceptional system, all the mail-in ballots and the drop boxes and the, you know, election month restrictions you created or events you created. You got to keep all of that or else the Justice Department just might sue you. Is that even possible? Well, let's ask an actual lawyer who's worked at the Justice Department as the Assistant Attorney General, former counsel to the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights. He also worked as the former commissioner for the Federal Elections Commission. He's also a senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, our friend Hans von Spakovsky. Hello, Hans.
Hey, Vince. How you doing?
Doing very well. And confused, concerned about what the Justice Department is threatening this week. They did threaten to file suit against these states should they revert to their pre-pandemic election systems. What do we make of this?
That is the very political, partisan appointees inside the Justice Department trying to abuse their law enforcement authority when they don't have the power to do that. There is no authority under the Voting Rights Act for what they are saying they're going to do. The Voting Rights Act only allows the Justice Department to go after folks for engaging in racial discrimination. And a state having, for example, expanded absentee balloting because of the COVID emergency and now wants to go back because there no longer is a COVID emergency to the rules before, that's not discriminatory. It's not a violation of the Voting Rights Act. If they file suit, I can tell you they're going to end up losing, but they don't care about that because the whole point of what they're doing is try to threaten and intimidate states into keeping the rules that the political left wants in place. It's got nothing to do with actual enforcement of federal voting laws.
This seems like a publicity stunt, to be quite honest with you, Hans, because it feels like the Justice Department is making threats like this as a way to charge up the Democratic base, to get people upset that Republican-run states in particular would dare revert to pre-pandemic laws in any capacity. They want to make it seem like voter integrity laws themselves are existential threats to democratic norms. And in order to do that, they give this gigantic threat, like, how dare you change back to the pre-pandemic systems?
Oh, I think you're right. But this is just one of many of these things they're doing. As you know, they've also threatened states for conducting election audits. Again, falsely asserting that they have the power to do that under the Federal Voting Rights Act when they don't. I mean, the Voting Rights Act eventually was passed in 1965.
Right.
In all of that time, the Justice Department never, ever asserted that they have some kind of authority over election audits because they don't. But the point of this, as you said, it's not only publicity, but it is to intimidate state legislatures and state officials into not putting in election reforms, not going back to the pre-COVID things. And look, they might file suit even when they have no case because they know they've got endless resources. They have many, many lawyers, and they can make it very hard for states, even when the states are in the right. Look, just a quick example of this is, look, South Carolina years ago had to sue to get the Justice Department to quit objecting to the state's voter ID law. South Carolina won the case, but it cost them $3 million in attorney's fees, and that's the kind of delaying tactics that this Justice Department wants to impose on states.
Right, and they're trying to get those powers back, too. They were able to do that to South Carolina, I believe, based on the timeline, because they used to have, courtesy of the Voting Rights Act,
right,
the right to decide whether or not South Carolina and a number of other southern states were allowed to change their laws at all. The Supreme Court has since struck that down and said that is an outdated tool, right?
No, that's exactly right. And right now, they are about to introduce next week, I hear, a bill called H.R. 4, the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act, which would not only bring that power back, but actually expand it. So it no longer applied just to a small number of states, but to every county in every state across the country.
So every county in the country would not be able to change its own election laws. This is, by the way, you know, the Constitution vests this power in the state legislatures. They wouldn't be allowed to change these election laws without the approval of the federal government?
Yeah, there's a whole list of changes in this bill that you couldn't change without the approval of the very same bureaucrats in the Justice Department. If you changed a polling location, you make any changes in your voter registration or voter identification rules, if you make any changes in how you clean up your voter rolls, all that, none of that would be effective unless the bureaucrats in the Justice Department say it's okay.
It's now,
yeah, it is. And you just think about the kind of abuse that is going to lead to, because I can tell you, I used to work there. The professional lawyers who are hired to work in the Civil Rights Division on voting matters, it's as if the DNC is running the Justice Department.
It sure seems that way. Tell us about these Texas Democrats. I don't even know where they are anymore, but I'm sure they're spreading COVID wherever it is. And the claims that they've been making about what's happening in their own state. There's been, you know, the histrionics has not died down. The left is very upset that Texas is looking to pass a voter integrity law. What's the latest in that fight?
Well, they're still trying to avoid being in the state so they can deny a quorum for the special session that the governor has filed. But the claims they're making are just absurd. Probably their biggest complaint is they want to extend Texas's voter ID law, which only applies to in-person voting, to absentee ballots. Except Texas is saying, well, you don't even have to provide a photocopy. All you have to do is write in the serial number of your driver's license or your free state ID card. Now, who in the world can't do that? No, there isn't anybody that couldn't comply.
Right,
with
you can. You can write in the last four of your social as well.
Also, yeah. So it's a very weak requirement, and yet that supposedly is Jim Crow, which, like I said, historically is wrong, and frankly, is an insult to those Americans still alive today who actually suffered from the real Jim Crow.
Yes.
When Black Americans were kept from registering and voting.
And
that's
also, I keep pointing out too that the effect of a law like that would be, as far as we can tell statistically, to enfranchise more Black voters, because in Georgia, where they were using signature matching, they've now changed it. Texas is looking to do that. Black voters were disproportionately thrown out by the signature matching bureaucrats. So the end result, if Texas changes this law, will be to make sure that more Black voters are actually counted.
No, that is exactly right. And the other changes that the Democrats are objecting to is a very simple one. Just very quickly, if you're somebody who assists a voter, so if you're somebody that goes to a person's home and supposedly assists them, well, you're going to have to fill out a form when you return that absentee ballots with your name, your contact information, and whether you're a relative or a paid political operative. Now, anybody who's legitimately doing that would not object to that, and yet Democrats say that's Jim Crow. Now, why do you think that is? Well, because Texas, for years, has had a problem with paid political operatives going to people's homes and pressuring, coercing, and intimidating them to vote a particular way. Democrats want that to continue.
Hans von Spakovsky, it's always so good to talk to you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend, sir.
Sure. You too. Bye-bye.